Kyle, you've played in 2 playoff games. When people talk about, like, playoff experience, mm-hmm. is that honestly kind of, like, an overrated thing? Because, like, once you get out there, does it really matter that much?
No, I mean, I think something that Clancy brought up to our guys, you know, with Dave and Kyle, neither of them ever played in a playoff game. You know, he kind of asked me to describe to those guys what it's like, and, you know, the easiest way for me to explain it to people that never played in a playoff game, you know, you see the jump that's made from preseason football to regular season football, and, you know, then there's even that little more of a jump when you play on, you know, Sunday night or Monday night, and guys are a little more excited. Well, it's just another level up. You know, you go out there after the first drive, get settled in, and you get adapted to the speed of a playoff football game.
Does this feel like the longest preparation for a game in your life?
Yeah, actually, you know, down the stretch, you know, you look back with having the bye week 8, then the Thursday night game. So we've been there before. It seemed like when we were going to Atlanta there after our Thursday night Thanksgiving game, having that weekend off, it's like, it seems like I haven't played a game for a month. So that's that similar feeling we've had now. But I'm excited for Sunday to get here.
Kyle, it was 2 years ago actually today that you lost to Seattle in the playoffs. Adam said a few minutes ago there's still kind of a sour taste. Mm-hmm. Does that make you guys maybe champion at the bit to get back out there, since it was obviously very disappointing the last time you were in the playoffs?
Yeah, but I think this is the reason why you go back to that game in 2015. And, you know, yeah, we were upset, but we knew we'd be back here. Mm-hmm. There was no reason to panic or freak out that was our one shot to do something. I believe I even said it the next day here in open locker room that, don't worry, like, this locker room, this team is built to get back in this situation, and now here we are.
But the fact you missed the playoffs last year, does it make you even more maybe champion today? Because you probably thought you were going to be back the next year.
Yeah, especially starting 5-0. But there's things we learned from last year, which is the reason why we're in this situation that we're in today.
Is there a different vibe in the locker room this year compared to the last few years in the playoffs?
I mean, I think Rick and everybody upstairs, Coach Dem, have done an incredible job assembling this locker room. We have a bunch of great guys. It's the best locker room I've ever been a part of. And, you know, the guys are just excited to go out there and play.
Kyle, week 1, you guys really had your way downfield with that secondary. Those plays have really tapered off. What have you seen from them on film from then until now?
Well, they're a different team than they were week 1, but so are we. Everyone in the NFL is trying to find their identity early on, and, you know, they're different from a personnel standpoint, and they're also different from a team, you know, like us, who has found their identity. And, you know, they got great cover guys. They also got guys that can get after the passer as well. So when you're doing both, it makes it hard to throw the ball downfield.
Are they noticeably better on the back end than what you saw before?
You know, I think you look at – I can't think back exactly, but we did a pretty good job protecting the quarterback week 1. Can't cover forever. So when those guys get up there and they're getting after the passer, you know, you'll see those guys on the back end having more success.
Defensively, they've been pretty consistent against tight ends. I know outside of Greg Olsen last week. Has that been kind of like the one area that you've noticed them really stay throughout? Like, what exactly are they doing?
Like I said, they got great guys that can get after the pass rusher. And as I sit up here every week and talk about, my job is not to just run around and catch balls. So if those guys are getting after the pass rusher, then I'll be called upon to help out a little more. So, you know, it's not always just coverage. There's a lot more other things that go into, especially for me as a tight end, how I'm used in the pass game.
You glad to be
here?
You
got the week off due for your
ankle? A lot. Yeah, I needed it. So that was kind of the light at the end of the tunnel for me over those last 3 weeks, just get to the divisional round.
What kind of limitations did you have?
Did you watch me play? Pretty limited.
So are you pretty much confident that you're 100% or close?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I don't think you can say anyone is 100% in the middle of January, but I definitely feel a lot better after that time off.
You've tested it already. Mm-hmm. You know that you can hold up blocking and all that.
Yeah, well, that's, I don't know if I can do that healthy, but no, I feel good. Yeah, so we've run around a little bit, and it feels a lot better than it did the last 3 weeks when I was out there trying to get through.
What do you think playoff football at Bank Stadium is going to be like?
I was just talking. I wasn't here when the Cowboys came for the last divisional round, and all I hear about is how loud the Metrodome was for that game. You know, obviously our last home game was then the Seattle game, which wasn't a true home playoff game for us. And now we're back in our stadium, and I can't wait to get out there on Sunday and see how loud the crowd is.
You glad the game's indoors after minus six 2 years ago?
Absolutely. Keep the doors closed.
Step on right up.